Man cannot implement his own justice. He must emerge from the illusion of self-sufficiency and enter into the greatest of all justice, which is that of love, the justice of the cross. This is the theme at the heart of Pope Benedict XVI's message for Lent, presented Thursday by Cardinal Joseph Cordes, President of the Pontifical Council Cor Unum, and Professor Hans-Gert Pöttering, MEP and President Emeritus of the European Parliament.
Il malgoverno dovuto alla corruzione.
Presenting the message to journalists Thursday, Cardinal Cordes emphasized the bond between justice and good governance, pointing out how corruption and widespread injustices has led to the suffering of millions worldwide. The four-part message takes as its title the words of St. Paul, "The justice of God has been manifested through faith in Jesus Christ," and it focuses on the very definition of justice. First, the Pope discusses the classical meaning of justice, which according to the well-known expression dare quique sum, means giving to each his own. But what man needs most, notes Pope Benedict, cannot be guaranteed by law. Material goods are certainly required, writes the Pope, reiterating his condemnation of indifference to world hunger, but the justice of distribution does not give the human being the totality of what he needs. Just as man needs bread, he has an even greater need of God. Secondly, the Pope indicates the permanent temptation of man, like that of the Pharisees, in identifying the source of evil in exterior causes. He warns against the ingenuous and short-sighted tendency of many modern ideologies, which believe that in order for justice to reign, it is sufficient to remove these exterior causes. Injustice, he says, is the fruit of evil. Its origin lies in the human heart. It is selfishness, the result of original sin. In the third part, the Pope explains how man can overcome his selfishness. He recalls the definition of justice in the Old Testament, the wisdom of Israel in giving to the poor. God is attentive to the cry of the poor and in return asks to be listened to. He asks for justice towards the poor. Pope Benedict writes, in order to enter into justice, it is thus necessary to leave the illusion of self-sufficiency, that profound state of closure which is the very origin of injustice. Pope Benedict concludes his message for this Lent 2010 with the meaning of the Christian proclamation of justice. Thanks to Christ's action on the cross, we may enter into the greatest justice, which is that of love, the justice that recognizes itself in every case more a debtor than a creditor. Strengthened by this very experience, the Christian is moved to contribute to creating just societies where all receive what is necessary to live according to the dignity proper to the human person and where justice is enlivened by love.
It is exactly here that politics has to adopt the Lenten message of the Holy Father.
On Thursday, the former President of the European Parliament, Hans-Gert Pöttering, recalling that 2010 is the European year for combating poverty and social exclusion, he said that the Pope's message offers the ideal framework for action.
We need again a European spirit of solidarity. This is not only about the provision of material means, although this is so important. In the first place, however, this is about a spiritual renewal that the European Union has to bring about. In many cases, we have forgotten the connection between religious justification and political ideas. Where the update of our cultural and religious roots succeeds, we will be able to make good policy with Christian responsibility also in a mainly secular European Union.
Professor Pöttering concluded that the Holy Father has pointed us towards two essential conclusions of the Christian understanding of justice: to give up self-sufficiency and to accept our mission with humbleness. The great penitential season of Lent begins February 17th, Ash Wednesday. I'm Emer McCarthy.